I wanted to start by congratulating London First on the work that you do and has already been alluded to right across London's business community, and the particular attention you pay to issues of policing, crime, security and resilience. And I know just in the five months that I've been working in this job that all you do really looms large across all of these issues. As a good, well-trained student, I thought, well, what does resilience actually mean? It's used a lot. It's used in lots of different areas. You know, you talk about resilience of young people to deal with stresses of growing up, resilience of communities, resilience against climate change. So I went back to the definition of resilience. Resilience, has already been mentioned, is the ability of cities to survive, adapt and grow despite the chronic stresses or shocks that they may experience. Resilience is also about individuals, communities and businesses being involved, and they need to be convinced by the plans for resilience if a city is to continue to thrive. London is a relatively safe city, one of the safest global cities on earth, and that contributes to making us an attractive place to do business. But that absolutely does not mean that we can afford to be complacent about the risks that we face. Many of London's major businesses are truly global institutions with the flexibility to work, do business, and ultimately establish themselves right across the world. And because of these flexibilities and the flexibility, we need to safeguard those things that make London a good place, I think a great place actually, to live and work. We don't yet know what the full consequences of Brexit will be on London's business landscape. We listen to it every day on the Today programme about debating about what it might or might not be. But we do know that it will have an impact. If we are outside the single market and customs union, then the rules for selling into the EU will change and added costs on our manufacturing and service sectors look likely. And if our financial services firms, which employ so many Londoners and keep a community of other service companies in business, don't have access to the financial services passport, then their ability to operate freely across the EU will be brought into question. There are many businesses now looking at their work in London and questioning the investment and expansion decisions they might have in the future, and ultimately whether London is the right place for them to be based. With this pressing challenge facing us, it's absolutely vital that we do everything we can together to protect those elements that make London the attractive place it is to work and trade and live. And that message goes out that London is open for business. Crucial to this is making London a safe and secure place to work and do business. And the event of the worst happening, ensuring that we are resilient enough to bounce back.